Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
All right, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Testimonial Tuesday. And I am your host, Mark Gilowitz, calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I have my wonderful co-host, Danielle. Are you there?
No. Good morning, Mark. I am here.
Hey there, good
morning. Actually in lovely Naples, Florida today. I escaped the Colorado cold and working my business from afar. And it's just been a great trip so far.
I know. Isn't that great about Beamer? You can be anywhere. Actually, you can be anywhere in 43 countries and work your business.
Such a gift, you know, and it's all a write-off, too. Couldn't go wrong there.
I know. And you were just saying that, you know, you've been down there and asked you if you're catching any rays, and you're like, not really. I've been talking to people about Beamer.
Yeah, Mark, it's been kind of interesting because, as you know, we're both on the Fast Track program, and this is the first time I've been out of town where I have to actually get my four demos, appointments, and presentations done. So it's been
I know. Hey, Danielle, you're kind of hard to hear right now.
Oh,
okay, you're
back.
Can
you hear me now?
Yeah. I can, yep.
Yes. So I've had to step out of my comfort zone and just actually, you know, walking up to people. I've got my Beamer with me and asking them if, you know, they'd be interested in an 8-minute session. And I'm definitely going to get my 4, 4, and 4 in this week, Mark.
You know, that's fantastic. And, you know, once again, in this business, every business is a business based on sales. But with this business, you're changing a life. So when I look at a potential sale, it's not like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to make a commission on it. I'm like, I have the potential not to change one life, but change a family's life. And from there, because of the benefit they're going to get, I know they're going to be so passionate about the change in their health that they're going to share it with many other people. And it's that ripple effect. So we have no clue whose life we're going to touch and who they're going to touch for months and years to come. And Danielle, we were just talking about a little bit about the background of Beamer and what makes it so special. And I just want to share with everybody a little bit about the Beamer background before we get into testimonials. And before I share that, just if you do have a compliant testimonial to share, just press 1 on your keypad to enter the queue. And, of course, we want a compliant testimonial. It's your testimonial, not a third party. We're not going to be disease-specific. And we don't want to use the word pain. You can use discomfort, and we can generalize what the situation is. So instead of talking about arthritis, we can say we have inflammation and discomfort in our joints. And since using the Beamer, we have relief from that. And I have movement and mobility, and I don't have any more discomfort. So before we get into our first testimonial, I did want to talk a little bit about what makes Beamer so special. Why are we so passionate about this? And I actually had somebody tell me that I was too passionate about what I do, and it made them uncomfortable. And they just didn't understand about what we do. I run a health and wellness clinic called the Microcirculation Institute of Charlotte. And we don't want people to have to have medication and go into surgery, because there's a lot of bad side effects from both of those. So God designed the body to heal itself, and the Beamer signal has been around for about 22 years now. It's a third generation Beamer signal, and it's actually rooted in the Max Planck Institute in Germany. And a lot of people don't know about the Max Planck. I was talking to a German man last week, and his eyes lit up when I said Beamer was created in the Max Planck Institute. And he's like, "Oh my gosh, really?" And what many people don't know is that it was rated the number one scientific research facility in the entire world. And there's been 33 Nobel Prize winners, more than any other facility. And this is just astounding. And since then, Beamer has partnered with research facilities and universities and hospitals. A few years ago, NASA came across Beamer in the Beamer signal and understood the uniqueness of it. And now they're busy implementing the Beamer signal into an undergarment that their astronauts are going to be using. This is exciting stuff. So it's all rooted in research, science, lots of double-blind medical studies. But what we're going to experience today is our testimonials. So the science is great, but people want to know, what is it doing for you? What is it doing for somebody else? So the Beamer signal stimulates vasomotion. Nothing else does that. And life is in the blood when the oxygen nutrients are getting to the cells through the microcirculatory system. Waste is being removed. Then the body can do what it can do, which is heal, repair itself. And as Dr. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank here.
Dr.
I was just talking. I was just talking to a doctor, and he was talking about the benefits of blood flow in the body, and specifically the microcirculatory system. And he was saying there are no pharmaceutical drugs that directly stimulate that. There are no therapies or supplements or anything that directly stimulates the microvessels. And that's what makes Beamer so unique. And Danielle, is there anything you wanted to add to that before we open up the lines and go to testimonials?
No, I think it's great to share that, though, Mark, you know, because that is what sets Beamer apart, is the backing that we have, the research, the almost 22 years of research, and the patents, and our collaboration with NASA. And so, you know, we really do have a product that is not comparable. You cannot compare anything to Beamer, and we've seen that in our businesses and the amount of lives changed. So I'm just excited today for people to call in and share their testimonials. It's always a fun day, and let's see who we have on the line, Mark.
Okay, so we have a local number to me, area code 704-704-957. You're live on Blog Talk. Hello, 704-957. You are live on Blog Talk. Okay. We will have to come back to you. All right, Danielle, that was a no-show there. Once again, yeah. If you want to ask a question or offer a testimonial, then please press 1 on your phone. All right. Let's go to our next caller, which is 919-274. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, everyone. Mark, this is Elaine calling.
Well, hey, Elaine.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. I wanted to make sure you could hear me. I had wanted to share my testimony because I feel like I have something to offer to a lot of people, and that's hope. I'm 81, and my husband and I bought our Beamer about 3.5 years ago, and I bought it because he needed it for upcoming surgery, and I wanted to protect him. Well, it did its great job, but it also benefited me hugely because 2 weeks later, I had a massively bad fall in an airport away from home, and when they x-rayed me at the emergency room, they said, "Ms. Sweeney, we've got good news and bad news. You have not broken anything, but On the other hand, you might as well have, because you've sprained your back, and that will take a great deal of time and effort to reestablish it. You'll need to go to your major doctor and have them put you on a program for 8 to 12 months of recovery, and that would include physical therapy and rehab. So I was facing close to a year of trying to get myself back together. Well, when I got home, instead of calling the doctor right away, I went and crawled onto my Beamer and thought if it would just give me enough relief so that I could call a doctor, that's what I would do. Well, 2 weeks later, I was fine, and I couldn't believe how wonderful it was to feel relief, because my discomfort level was about like at 11, and it was a major deal trying to get myself back together. And so using Beamer enabled me to recover at my tender age, and it was something that increased my strength and stamina so much. And 2 months later, I found out one day when I got out of bed that for the first time in 55 years, I could actually feel the carpeting with my toes. I had had frostbite when I was a kid in a camping trip, and I gradually lost those nerve endings. The feeling in them just went away, and they couldn't help. The doctors couldn't help me, but Beamer did, and it helped me regain that feeling in my feet that was so essential to being able to have good balance and being able to enjoy life and be sure-footed about coming and going. So that was a great blessing to me, and it's the gift that keeps on giving, because there are other things that have occurred over this last 3.5 years for both of us that have been nothing short of miraculous. So that's what I'm telling you. There is hope out there.
Yeah. Now, Lan, I know you. You're part of the Microcirculation Institute of Charlotte, and I've heard your testimony before. And also, you'd been in a car accident before. How did that affect your neck, and what did Beamer help you with that?
Well, a couple of months after I recovered some feeling in my feet, it kind of gradually kept on recovering. I found that when I backed out of the driveway, I was no longer a major snafu for traffic, because then I could see behind me. I could turn my head without a lot of discomfort in it. I had had an automobile accident, and it resulted in knots in my neck and things that were going on that were constricting my ability to move my head. And with just a little time, the Beamer was able to help my body accommodate that message from this signal that made everything start flowing better and working better. So that blood flow to my neck was amazing, and it just made so much difference. And in my lower back as well, that accident that I'd had created some bone spurs and discomfort there that was majorly irritating. But that was all relieved, and I don't have any repercussions from those accidents at all anymore. They're gone, as well as other things that I could mention, but in the constraints of time, I won't. But things that are chronic conditions respond beautifully given the time and the attention, and that's all you need to do is lay on that Beamer for a little while each day and use the extra appliances where it is where you're having the most difficulty, and you can conquer all of that. So
yeah.
That's
now,
where
Lane,
we are.
Yeah. Now, our families have known each other probably for almost 10 years now. And
right. So
I've known you probably from your early 70s, and now you're 81. And I really believe that you look and act and feel younger now than you did when I met you probably almost 10 years ago.
Well, funny you should mention that. The thing is that I feel better now than I did when I was in my 40s, when I was beat up, tired all the time, and trying to keep up with the world and the family and everything else that was going on, the moves that we were making, getting transferred around. It was I didn't very much feel energized the way I do today. And I mean, I look back and I think, okay, I powered through some stuff, but it wasn't like I felt well. And now I do. And it has changed my entire life and George's as well.
Yeah. Elaine, thank you so much for calling in. What I like is that testimonial about losing the feeling in the bottom of your feet, because your doctor said, and he's practicing medicine, and
right. He's
telling you that it's impossible for you to regain feeling, and you're going to have to deal with this for the rest of your life, right?
Exactly. And they could give me protective shoes, and they could prescribe inserts for my shoes and that kind of thing, but they could not do anything about my feet themselves.
Right.
So everything else is a Band-Aid. This is the real deal. Because,
yeah, because
it goes directly to the source of what's going on in your body.
Yeah. So all these symptoms that we have, that's the iceberg that we see. What we don't see, which is the 90-95% underneath, that's the root cause, which is poor blood flow. And that's what leads to degenerative disease. And it's just real simple. When you can get the blood flowing properly through the microvessels and get oxygen nutrients to the cells, removing the waste, the body is the miracle, and the body does miracles. And so when the doctors say, that's not possible, well, it's not possible unless the body has the opportunity to heal itself, and then the doctors call that a miracle. But you know what? The body is a miracle, and Beamer allows it to do the miraculous. So I just hope what you share touches other people's lives. Please share this audio recording with other people, and just let people know that they have hope. And Elaine, I just want you to know that you bring hope to a lot of people whenever you share your testimonial. So thank you so much.
Glad to be there and glad to be able to offer it. Thanks so much.
All right. Bless you. God bless you, Elaine.
And you.
Thanks, Elaine. Well, that is quite the testimonial, Mark, to start off our Tuesday. Amazing.
It is amazing, and people are being shy today as far as we have a lot of callers on the line, but shy as far as, we've got a caller, and it's area code 310-310-350. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, this is John Holloway in Southern California.
Hey there, John.
My testimony. Hey, man, it's really amazing. I've been an insomniac, and this has helped people who are sleep deprived. I've been insomniac for probably not years, but decades, literally 20-plus years from college, studying late and so forth like that. But I've tried everything all over the world, had people send me herbs from the U.K., went on Facebook and put out a plea once a year, can someone please help me with this? And I've got all kind of things. Try CBD oil. Try that. Everything short of smoking marijuana. I just can't do the marijuana thing. So I was at a stem cell event, and which I already had stem cell on my right knee. It wasn't working as promised from this huge doctor, big-time doctor in Beverly Hills, had promised me. So ran across this guy who talked about Beamer, and I decided to go to a meeting here locally in Carson, and got on the Beamer, and the guy promised me that night that I would sleep. And I was like, okay, yeah, I heard that before. I mean, I literally tried everything. I have every herb and every pill that exists. One thing did work. I got a prescription drug from my doctor who would give me one prescription a year. He said it was too addicting. My son told me recently, he said, Dad, you're addicted. I said, how can you be addicted? I only had 30 pills per year. So ran out of pills. He wouldn't renew the prescription. I was so pissed off because I said, I need to sleep. I think I was addicted to the idea of having them on standby, not the pill itself, because I only had one prescription for the whole year, which was 30 pills. It took me a whole year to go through them. So in emergency, I would use them, stuff like that. I own my own business, so I can wake up and go to bed when I want to. In a nutshell, I changed doctors. The doctor kind of pissed me off. I'm like, well, you won't renew my prescription? I'm changing doctor, and I did. Now I sat still for a minute and realized that, you know what, maybe I have a problem here, but I need to sleep because everything else in life is beautiful. I don't have any money issues, health is pretty much top of the line, ex-retired athlete, and ran across the Beamer, got on the Beamer, went home, slept that night. Didn't want to tell the guy who invited me, he wasn't there. So the sponsor, she promised me that I would sleep, and guess what? I did. I couldn't believe it. First time in probably years I can say I slept 8 hours. Anyway, last night I went to meet some friends at a vegan restaurant on Sunset, and I took a nap at 4:30 to 6:30. And I said, oh, Lord, this is going to really put the Beamer to the test. I'm only 6 weeks, and I bought it 6 weeks ago. So I'm on week six. Actually, I'm on week seven because I went back to cycle three, intensity three, and then I do the sleep cycle on Friday. I'll change again. But
right.
I said, I'm going to really put Beamer to the test. So last night I took a nap yesterday evening from 4:30 to 6:30, which was very late. Got home last night about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Went to bed, got on the Beamer before I went to bed. Did my 8 minutes. And lo and behold, again, slept like a baby. Now, I will say that the dreams are more intense and three-dimensional. I mean, very in color, very, very deep colors, my dreams, and to the point that people, like, you can see them at your front door. I had a dream about that the other day. Anyway, it's just a heads up for people who have sleep disorders, which was me for many, 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 many years to have to. But if it's a solution on this planet, I'm going to find it. And so I found it, and Beamer fell into my lap. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I got a lot of family back there excited about when Beamer come on that way for the tour, and also Dallas. And I will be at the start off on the 22nd. So huge testimony for me. My next testimony, I'm working on my knee, hopefully to rebuild the circulation can possibly rebuild cartilage in my right knee, which is why I had the stem cell issue at. So that's my testimony. And look, when I say I stick by it, I've been in sales all my life. It's easy to tell my story. I'm not afraid to get in front of people. I've been in front of 500 to 1,000 people and taught, on the national stage. So I'm excited. I'm excited. So my thing is to get other people excited. And anyway, that's my testimony. I'm excited, brother. And I can't wait to get to sleep at night because I'm waking up refreshed. That's it.
Outstanding.
Yeah, refreshed.
Yeah. Now, John, before you go, I know you're excited and just being able to get sleep when you haven't experienced proper sleep, as you said, for decades. And what, every other person has sleep issues? It's like 50% of the people have some type
Absolutely.
Of sleep issues. Is that correct?
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah, so this is a game-changer kind of miracle, wouldn't you say?
100%. Yeah, especially for me. And people, the thing about it is, the masses, I'm pretty big on pop social media, so the masses who know me and people who don't know me and never met me, and like 3,000 some people on my Facebook, everyone of them know that I have sleep disorder or had a sleep disorder. So I just posted my testimony this morning about what Beamer has done for me,
Wow.
So I'm excited, extremely excited.
Now,
go ahead.
As a prior athlete, I know that we get a lot of athletes that get the Beamer for the – be able to get proper sleep because that allows them to train harder during the day. How has that affected your ability? I'm sure you still stay fit. How has that affected your ability to maintain your physical fitness during the daytime?
Well, it's amazing you say that. I work out every day. I do. I got a couple of elliptical machines, high-end elliptical machines at my property. I have the rowing machine. I have the rope, I have all the different, punching bag. So I've been on I'm 34 days, 33 days in working out every day with extreme quick recovery. I don't huff and puff. When I'm on elliptical, I can go 30 minutes to an hour and get off and walk off of it. It's amazing that I can literally walk up. I just got inducted into the High School Hall of Fame back in Detroit. So that was a big deal. I had a 44-inch vertical. So I'm only 5'9", but I can jump up. I'm 59 now,
wow.
But I can jump up and dunk a basketball right up under the rim at 5'9". So I had extremely high hops, and that's probably why my knees is not the best. But I'm believing in a cure for my knees. But my recovery time as an athlete is working out. Like when I work out with people, we do 20, 30, 40-mile bike rides, and I'm not a biker at all. And I mean, the only thing hurt is your butt. I mean, with them little skinny seats, but I'm not tired at all when I do the 20-mile bike ride is nothing. It's like riding over, they're doing a 1-mile bike ride. So extremely, extremely excited. You're still excited. I mean, my excitement level, I watched 100 videos on YouTube about Beamer, I went to the academy about a few weeks ago in downtown Long Beach. Extremely excited, and it's amazing because every day I get more excited about Beamer, and that's and nothing does that. Who gets more excited about something that I've been in 6-7 weeks, and every day I get more excited, more excited, more excited. And I don't even have to listen to other people's testimony. I see what it's doing for me every day. I don't need other people's testimony to get excited. You know, I had a one-on-one with Dr. Berker when I was in Carlsbad. Mind-blowing. A young lady named Rowena, you know, mind-blowing. Kim Simsby sat with him and talked to Sherry, mind-blowing. So a lot of good people in management, so on staff. So, with you know, upline, very, very excited about the Beamer. And every day I get more excited. And every time I see people, I'm like, you know, you just want to – I have what's called – and this is deep. When I worked for AT&T, I was the number one sales rep in the United States, made ton of money, well over six figures every year. But it wasn't a big deal because I stayed grounded. What was more important is spreading the word. I have a 5-foot circle, and I stand in, and when I move the 5-foot circle, I'm right in the middle, like the nucleus. So anybody walking to my 5-foot circle, they have to know what I'm doing. And all it is planting seed. And every, you know, all seeds don't germinate at the same time. So for me, I had a guy, fireman, he called me back the other day. He brought him and his wife, and his wife and his brother to a local meeting, and they get excited. So anyway, when you walk into my circles, you got to know what I do for a living. And so this is my new passion, and I'm excited about it, and I'm going to continue to share it. And we're going to make some waves this year. 2020 is a year to make waves.
Yeah.
I love it. Welcome to our family. We are excited to have you. I love your enthusiasm, and you are going to change a lot of lives. I can hear it already. I'm excited for you, and I hope to meet you in Dallas.
Oh, I'll be there. I bought the ticket already, too. I bought that ticket as well.
Great.
Good. We'll both meet you in Dallas. Looking forward to it, John.
Okay. My pleasure.
And also, over the coming months, you're going to have probably more testimonials. So just when new things start happening to your body, you can feel free to call back and share some more.
I will, for sure. Appreciate it. I'm going to call every week, every day. Okay. Thank you, man. Bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye. Wow, Danielle. This has been quite an episode. Yeah, we're two for two here.
That enthusiasm there that both Elaine and John have, that is what really makes Beamer just flow. That's what brings more people to us, the vibration that we're putting out there, the energy we have, the light. You know, everybody, I feel, has a light in their eyes that's on Beamer. And when their lives are changed like that, they just feel obligated to get out there and share this gift with others. And you know, as mentioned many times, you know, your story could be the key that unlocks someone else's prison. And I was just speaking with a lady this morning that said, you know, we were praying that there was some technology out there that could help us. And Beamer's been that. And just getting out there and sharing it with everyone in your circle. And it truly is a gift. And as Elaine said, it's the gift that keeps on giving. You never know what might come up, but we have a Beamer at home and we can certainly get to it and see how we can use it best to heal optimally. So what a fun call today, Mark.
Oh, I know. And, you know, here's the other thing that's kind of sad is John had dealt with that for decades. And so he seems like a pretty popular guy. A lot of people know about him. And you know what? Nobody told them about Beamer up until, 6-7 weeks ago. And this technology has been around now for 22 years. And this guy, John, is searching for decades for an answer. And he doesn't hear about Beamer until just, a couple of months ago. So I just want to implore everybody, if you have a Beamer and you're getting great results, don't hold that in. Share it with somebody. Because you may be touching a life that has been desperate for an answer, and they've been searching just like John and Elaine and all of us. So, don't be shy. Share your testimony. Share it with people. All right. We got some more callers here. So next caller is area code 970-670-688. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Peter Davis in Eagle, Colorado. Hi, Mark. Hi, Danielle.
Hey there, Peter.
Hey, Peter. We got another rock star testimonial today.
Well, playing into the theme, I mean, my testimonial is big, but I'm gonna narrow it into the sleep place. And that was, I was not a big sleeper like the motto in my 30s and 40s and early 50s was, since I didn't sleep, I kind of just existed with very little, and just the motto in my head was, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And that theme was like, because the more I tried to sleep, the worse it got. And the point is, in 2016, thankfully in 2015, somebody planted the seed for me, who I was just talking to earlier today, and I had to acknowledge them and talk to them. But by 2016, Beamer came on my radar. By January of 2016, I owned my first one. And I went through the basic plan to get started, level one, level two, over the first 6 weeks. And for me, when I hit week seven, once again, not really thinking about sleep other than, you know, I think it was improving for those first 6 weeks. But the first night I hit the sleep cycle, I fell asleep in 2 to 3 minutes and slept for the next 6 to 7 hours. I didn't record it, but didn't wake up to go to the bathroom in the night, and woke up the next morning. And once in a great, great while, something like would happen like that. So I kind of just, you know, wrote it off as like, well, that was a fluke, right? I mean, I had the belief I was in the know, but then the next night, the same sort of thing happened. And then the next night, the same thing. And pretty soon that sort of was becoming what I said was my new normal, which it was like as if an ocean liner was going one way and somehow it got slowed down and turned around and was going now back in the direction I wanted to be going in. And as that sleep started to become more normal, and my motto of I'll sleep when I'm dead, because I didn't want to set a negative intention for myself, I quickly stopped thinking about that, because now I'm sleeping. And at that point in time, I'll be honest, I was in a rough state on many levels. As I started to sleep more and that became consistent, my life, really the quality of my life, started to come back. Because in my late 40s, early 50s, I really thought the best was behind me. I'm a former professional athlete. I was a high-level professional cyclist. And I had a good run, traveled the world, did some really amazing things. But that was all behind me now. Now I'm married with kids, and life is going on, and all the let's just say the rigors of my life to get to that point were catching up with me. And I felt like, you know, now the physical downhill slide was upon me, and I really didn't feel like I didn't have any answers. I mean, I thought I was very clever up until then to get to that point. But now everything I knew was now not working anymore. And physically, my body hurt to live in, and it hurt to do all the things I love to do. And it was just and I wasn't, you know, I was at a point where I'm like, if this is my new normal, I'll be honest, I couldn't see myself making it to 60. I'm just going to put that right out there. Because things were starting to fail in ways that were so like my hands. I was having trouble using my hands, and I've always lived by use of my hands. And they were cold all the time, and I was losing functionality in my left hand. I broke both my arms in 2011. Total pilot error. Total, like no one to blame but myself. But yes, I did that. And then coming back from that, in that, where I was physically, that didn't help anything. And, you know, it was just one more thing that, you know, the progression of the downhill physical slide was upon me. And 2016, the Beamer comes along, you know, to bullet point the story. I start sleeping better. I start recovering in ways that I long had since forgotten. And as crazy as it sounds, now it's 2020. And I'm having thoughts like I'm back to racing bikes. I run a small team here in the Vail Valley that's pretty competitive. I'm back to, you know, doing well in bike races and actually entertaining thoughts of being the level at which I raced bikes in my 20s and early 30s, which I was racing as a professional, and was pretty good. I mean, just short of the Tour de France. So I was racing pretty high level races and I was getting paid to do so. And the crazy thing is now it's some 30 years later and it looks, last year I jumped into a national championship and almost won on the mountain bike. It was in Winter Park last July. Almost won my age group, which then gave me a berth to the world championships, which is a title I never won a world championship before. And now this year it's like, well, I can go back to that race. And if I win that national championships and then go on and win a world championship, well, I might be better now. I'll be 58 racing this year. I might achieve higher levels of success in bike racing now, 30 years later, than I did when I was truly, a paid professional doing that as my profession. And now it's just it's my passion, it's my hobby, and I've figured out how to do it within the life that I'm currently living. And I'll be honest, in this process since 2016, I've won some pretty big races, and yeah, people are starting to ask, what do you do? So my angle in all this is, yeah, I'm sharing the Beamer to each and every person I've ever known, and in the meantime, I've gone to bike races and had big results, and shared the Beamer when that energy's big like that, and I've been sharing Beamers and getting them into people's lives, and so I think about that, I'm like, why wouldn't I just keep doing that? Like, why should I change that course? And so I just, have nothing but I feel very, very fortunate and very blessed that the person who shared Beamer with me in 2015 took me a year before I really acknowledged Beamer and took a look at it. But once I did, within moments, I knew, I sensed something that the I was looking for something that was going to make a change in my life. And as I said, I thought I was pretty clever in terms of stretching, and I was a massage therapist and I had a holistic clinic in Boulder. And I had all these, a lot of wonderful therapists who did a lot of different work. And I was exposed to a whole host of different things, both alternative and Western, on the Western side of the medical. I thought I knew everything, but the reality was the thing that I didn't know and I didn't get and was, microcirculation and how that is everything in terms of health, well-being, and taking that all the way to whatever level of achievement through physical performance you aspire to get to. I mean, it's all microcirculation. It's all about training hard and recovering. And, it's that recovery component that is so, once again, everybody, and I'll go, everybody went to the dark side, in cycling, when cycling got a bad rap, that was all about recovery. By taking performance enhancing substances, that doesn't make you faster. It allows you to train harder and recover faster to achieve a higher level of performance and fitness. It's not like so you just take something and now magically you're faster. I mean, it's the process at which to get there. And once again, if any of this is making sense, that's what everybody was looking for. And I'm doing my best to share that with people, but people who come from the Western thinking, it's like, no, the magic's in the bottle. It's got to be some substance or some potion that we somehow put in us that's what's going to make us that extra special, give us that special performance or that, that piece of your career. Whereas, it's in the journey, it's in the process, it's in the training, and the recovery. So that's my testimonial. Thanks.
Wow. Hey, Peter, I got a quick question for you. You've been a professional athlete for, 30-plus years?
If you want to call it that. Yeah, I've been, it's it's dominated my life for sure.
Yeah. Outside of Beamer, is there anything that compares to Beamer? I'm sure you looked at a lot of different things. Is there anything that compares to Beamer in your opinion?
So when you're asking me, yes, from not compares to Beamer, that it doesn't do the same thing. But one of the other things, I mean, a couple other things that I've brought into my reality to alter the place that I was in. I started doing Gua Sha massage, which is tool-assisted body work, because I use my hands and I use tools, but not with the mindset. So, i.e., what many people know today as scraping. And then that progressed from scraping into cupping. And I'm just going to say it's self-administered. I do these things to myself because I feel like I am my own best therapist. So in essence, I'm working physically from the outside in to alter patterns like scar tissue and fascial adhesions and things. Like, I'm physically working from the outside in, and the Beamer works from the inside out. And now that these two, like me working in and the Beamer working its way from the inside out, they're coming together. And I'll be honest, the last time I was really fast on a bike and I was winning real races and I was making real money, like, I was giddy when that was starting to happen. And I'm having those same visions. I'm having those same feelings. I'm having those same senses, like, whoa, like, it could really, like, but this time around, I know what's going on. The first time was like, I didn't really understand it. Like, the first time you win a really big race, it usually takes you by surprise. And, you know, all I'm saying is I'm reliving this again now close to 30 years later. And,
wow.
It's, I'm like, so, the rest of the story will be, well, let's see if, you know, I don't know if I'm, how well it's going to end up. And there is no ending in sight because I gave myself a 5-year window. I'm like, if I'm going to get fast again, like legitimately fast on the bike, I need 5 years to do it. And I use that and I share that with people. Like, Beamer results come in months and years, not days and weeks. That's the body doesn't just change in days and weeks. But we have this notion somehow that. Like we've been indoctrinated into this thinking that there's quick fixes for everything. And anybody who's had real success in their life knows that, you know, unless you win the lottery or you created Angry Birds and then sold it for a gazillion dollars, you know, yeah, that can happen. But most people who find success in life, it's like they've worked, you know, and they've been very focused on their journey. And they've honed their craft along the way, and it takes years to get there. It's not an overnight thing. And with the Beamer,
right.
You know, now I'm going into year 4, and I'll be honest, it's like I thought I was pretty clever in year 1, but now going into year 4, I'm like, whoa, I don't think I knew much of anything. I mean, I knew what I knew, but the perspective is far greater now, you know. Years into it versus, you know, days and weeks into it.
Yeah. Peter, thank you so much. We just have
one more
minute. Thank you so much for sharing all that. I know that's going to be touching people's lives. You have a new outlook on life, and it seems that everybody on this call, it has changed the perspective for the rest of their life. And I'm so excited for you, Peter, for sharing, and for John and Elaine. And thank you so much for calling in, and wish you the very best in your training.
All right, thank you.
All right. Danielle, did you want to close out?
Just a powerhouse day today. I love the excitement, enthusiasm. We're going to make this a great year. We're going to share Beamer this decade. We're going to change a lot of lives, and we're growing our teams. And if we got anything out of the three of them, it's like, where would they be if someone would have not shared the Beamer with them? So we really need to get out of our heads and just know that we have this gift to offer people, and we are obligated to share it. Plant those seeds, and as Peter said, you know, a lot of us, it takes time, but they will come around, they will bloom, and just keep watering them.
Yeah, and Beamer has a great website, life.beamergroup.com, And then also life.beamergroup.com/8-minute-story. Check that out, and we'll see you on the next call. Bye, everybody.